when he leaves his post next summer. William Hite will have been the superintendent of Philadelphia's public schools for a decade. It was an unusually long tenure, and it's a tenure that bridged two eras, one that pushed Philadelphia's public school system to the brink, and a second that leaves many wondering how it can be rebuilt. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt looks back on the past decade.
In Philadelphia education, sometimes it's hard to differentiate among crises or to figure out the relative severity of each one. So let's get this out of the way. When William Hite took the job as superintendent of the School District of Philadelphia in 2012, things were bad. And I mean bad even by the standards of an ever-wobbling school system.
It was a very, very bleak time.
Lori Shore was then Mayor Michael Nutter's chief education advisor. The district was broke. The prior superintendent left amid scandal and political bickering. And the state-controlled board that ran the district had begun a process to close dozens of schools.
We really wanted to find somebody who could convey a sense of, I've got this.
And they found that somebody in a suburban Maryland superintendent named William Hite. Clear-eyed, careful, conciliatory.
If people are looking for like a fight or a confrontation, I'm not the person.
Hite may not have been a brawler, but he was willing to take on a tough task.
How do you come in and create a sense of stability in a district that feels like it's in turmoil?
The end of recession-era stimulus, state cuts to education, and the rapid migration of students to charter schools left the district in disarray. And drastic options were on the table, including a consultant group
recommending that there be large swaths of the district that's turned over to private entities to run it.
All of this came at a time when some reformers wanted to radically reimagine traditional urban school districts, maybe close them altogether. Hite staved off those existential threats, but that meant closing two dozen schools and laying off thousands of employees. For the first three or so years of his tenure, the district remained in financial turmoil.
If you look around the country, individuals that had to do the types of things that we had to do here in Philadelphia aren't there that long. They kind of come, do the hard stuff, leave.
But Hite stayed, and things started to turn around. A Democratic governor pumped more money into education, an improving economy boosted tax revenues. The district started to hire staff back, and as all of that happened, the state board running the district dissolved itself. Naomi Wyatt was Hite's chief of staff at the time.
If you had a different personality, the powers that be in Harrisburg really would have resisted, well, giving it back to Philly, right?
Wyatt believes that Hite's calm, steady tone helped make all of that possible.
So you need somebody who can steer the ship through that storm.
But others say the district's changing fortunes were simply the result of changing politics. Charter school reform lost momentum, swept away by progressives more interested in traditional public school investment.
That was the will of the people.
Philadelphia City Councilmember Helen Gimm won her seat amid that sea change.
Many of the actors were the same. Bill Hite was the same. The difference was, you know, the fact that people said, absolutely not. You will not disinvest in our schools. You will not take teachers away from children, shut down their libraries, and take away their nurses.
Many say Hite could ride these waves because he wasn't himself an ideologue, more of a peacemaker and a caretaker. Christopher McGinley was on the school board during Hite's tenure.
I think he always stood for working through difficult situations in the best interest of kids.
McGinley has been around Philadelphia education for decades. He served under former Superintendent David Hornbeck in the late 90s, and Hornbeck fought viciously with Harrisburg Republicans and proclaimed loudly that the state's system for funding schools was racist.
I have great admiration for David Hornbeck, but confronting and taking stances where it's do or die means that you're going to die once in a while.
Hornbeck left in 2000. Shortly after, the state took over Philadelphia's school system, setting into motion events that would ultimately lead the district to the crisis point it reached when Hite arrived. Height, on the other hand, was the test case for an above-the-fray leadership style, one that eschewed confrontation and brinksmanship.
There are a lot of times you could be more confrontational, but I tried to figure out what will the confrontation yield.
It's a philosophy that allowed Height to survive and in some ways leave the district better than he found it. But many fundamentals haven't changed. Buildings remain old and plagued with problems. The vast majority of students don't read or do math on grade level. Those are the challenges awaiting the next superintendent. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.